Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. On this week's show, we'll be talking about the Blind Post website and newsletter.
We'll introduce Lori Motis, who maintains the Blind Post, also known as Food Lady, and talk about some accessible tools for web hosting, building a website, making bulk emails, etc. Before we get started, we wanted to give you a quick update on Stacy and Kim, who you may remember from show 1203 on extreme sports skiing for the blind. Stacy is a blind teenager and Kim is her guide and coach. And in the last month, they've had 8 races so far this season, including national championships. And they've won, seems like, a dozen medals, silver, bronze, gold, in all sorts of events. They're 40 points closer to qualifying for the World Cup in Winter Park in March. And they have 2 more chances to get as many points as they need so that they can move up the chain to get qualified for the Winter Olympics coming up in 2 years. So this is very exciting, and we will continue to give updates on their progress. So back to this week's show, we'd like to turn to our tip of the week. Well, every issue of the Blind Post contains a column called Tips and Tidbits from the Food Lady, and we figured where better to get a tip. So here's one of her tips.
I think for a blind person, especially, anything you can do to organize yourself makes your life easier. Organizing your kitchen, organizing your spices.
Why, and we sure organize things in this household, don't we?
Oh, that's for sure. Do not even think about moving Pete's cereal bowl.
Everything has its place.
Anything moves by more than 6 inches, it's gone.
Well, and it's not only things on the countertops and in the cupboards, but also in the refrigerator, for example. I mean, we put the milk in a specific place, or the orange juice, and it's always in the same place, or the butter. You know, I could feel around for these things and tell which is milk, obviously, from orange juice. But sometimes we may have 2 different kinds of milk, or, you know, I don't want to be searching forever just to find the butter.
So keeping things organized is a big help. And even if you organize really well, you know, we've got one shelf in one cabinet where every single object on that shelf is a metal can and they're all the same size. And there's no way Pete's going to know which is which without a label. In fact, if I didn't have labels on them, I wouldn't know which is which. So no matter how well you organize things, you often need to also label things.
I'm not a big label person. I do rely on my memory a lot and my sense of touch a lot and my sense of smell, but there are times where I will label things with Braille. I shop with my sister, and when I come home, certain things I'll put rubber bands on. I'm like, okay, I got to remember what that's for. But I'm getting an iPhone and my son has one, and I'm looking forward to, there's some applications that you can use with the iPhone that will help with labeling and seeing what your products are and things like that. There's an application called Digitize for the iPhone that will scan barcodes and lots of different things. The best thing I find is if you can Braille something and have a label on it, it's there. And then you don't have to ever run around looking for some tool to read what it is.
So we all have our own ways of organizing things, and whatever works best for us is the method to use. I mean, some people use rubber bands, Braille, location, but I was intrigued with the Digitize application that she had.
And as you can imagine, Digitize isn't spelled like the word digitize. It's actually spelled D-I-G-I-T hyphen E-Y-E-S. And if you want more information on that, it's at www.digit-eyes.com. And from a quick review of it from the AFB blog, it says, Digitize, a new audio labeling application for the iPhone, was recently released by Digital Miracles, LLC. At $30, it is a fraction of the cost of similar products, and it will be a very useful tool for those of you with iPhones. So it's getting more and more tempting to get an iPhone.
I guess more and more reasons to pick up one of those smartphones. We may have to throw away our dumb phone someday.
Someday. And then, of course, the other thing you can do once you've scanned it with your iPhone using Digitize is you can couple that with Directions for Me, which we highlighted in show 1138. And if you want more information about Directions for Me, you can go to www.directionsforme.org. And that will look up the product and tell you all sorts of information about the product. Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll meet Lori Motis, who maintains the Blind Post. We started by asking her to introduce herself and describe her visual impairment.
My name is Lori Motis, and I'm also known as the Food Lady. I live in near Boise, Idaho, and I'm totally blind, and I have a guide dog. I've been totally blind with prosthetic eyes since age 20, which was about 34 and a half years ago. And prior to that, I was partially sighted. As a young child, I had vision out of both of my eyes. My right eye was weaker than the left eye, and I saw pretty well to ride bikes and read books and go to regular school and all that. And about when I was 9, 10, and 11, I developed detached retinas in my right eye and then glaucoma at age 11. And so my right eye was removed at that time, and a prosthetic one was made. And then in high school, I saw pretty well out of my left eye until about age 15, 16, my vision started deteriorating. And then I developed hemorrhages in my left eye and detached retinas. And then by age 20, after several surgeries, I developed glaucoma in the left eye. And at age 20, I had a prosthetic eye for the left eye. So I've been used to having vision, being low vision, and totally blind now for many years.
You know, it was interesting. It was actually one of our Viewpoints listeners that contacted us that told us about Lori's Blind Post newsletter. I hadn't known about that before, and so I've subscribed to that for some time. One of the fun parts of Viewpoints, it's actually interesting to hear the voice behind some of these newsletters and DLs that, you know, are just kind of words on a page otherwise, or a JAWS voice speaking to you. And I hope others enjoy hearing Lori also.
So Lori's son, Joshua, is also a regular contributor to the Blind Post. As a coincidence, he's also blind, but from totally unrelated causes to Lori.
I was a single mother from the time that Joshua was age 2 till he was 19. And we went through a lot of experiences together. And of course, when he was younger, he could see pretty well. And it wasn't until he was in high school that his vision really started to get to the point where he had to have several eye surgeries, and then he lost his vision completely when he was about 16. And he's done amazingly well. I think having lived with me and having guide dogs my whole life, he has experienced a lot of good tools for being a blind person, and he has now moved on. He's almost 32, and he has black belts in martial arts, and he's a musician, and he's very, very talented, and he gets around his San Diego area very well with his guide dog.
You know, it's challenging enough raising a child, even if you don't have any visual impairments, but having a visual impairment certainly makes that more difficult. And then having a visual impairment and having a child with a visual impairment must be a really interesting challenge. But it sounds like Lori's done an excellent job raising Josh and, you know, showing him the tools that can make his life successful. And as she said, he contributes to the Blind Post and has some interesting things to say.
Well, right. And she's kind of seen the positive about setting a role model for him. You know, when he was growing up and his vision was okay, he could see that his mother was blind and she was making life work for her. So when he went blind, it wasn't such an issue to him. So it's nice to be able to be a role model like that.
Right. You can't say I can't do that if you see a role model can. It's a good example.
So Lori is not a longtime computer techno geek, but she did finally start using a computer around 1990. And at this point, you know, that's the tool that she uses for running the Blind Post.
I had a friend that had known about computers. Well, I actually got backed into, and when I was walking to a doctor's office, a car backed into me and pushed me aside, and I wasn't hurt that bad, but they wanted to settle with me. And I didn't make a big deal out of it. And so at that time, I got enough money to buy my first computer. So that's how I got a computer. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. And so I just got, at that time, just the DOS. And I learned, you know, the basic WordPerfect and how to write letters and how to have email and how to play games. You know, that's always fun to be able to play games. And so that was my first experience with computers. And so I fortunately had a friend that could teach me. And then from there, I learned more when I went to Sensory Access Foundation and took administrative customer service training. And then I learned Windows and Microsoft and all of that.
The training organization she mentioned, Sensory Access Foundation, is the Sunnyvale, California branch of Vision Aware. And that's a national umbrella organization. You can find training centers all over the United States by going to visionaware.org.
You know, you have to admire Lori for picking up computers as an adult. I mean, normally kids pick it up and it's kind of second nature to them, but adults have a more difficult time doing that. And, you know, I wouldn't advise that if you want to learn computers, you go out and get hit by a car. But, you know, it's interesting that Lori took that kind of experience that could have been very negative and turned it into a real positive and is now built on that and still continues to use computers and in reasonably sophisticated ways, as you'll see later on.
You are listening to Viewpoints, 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 Viewpoints.
For this week's focus topic, we'll talk with Lori Motis about the Blind Post website and email newsletter. It's sort of like Craigslist, but for the visually impaired. It's got classified ads, announcements, and articles of interest to the blind community.
The main theme of the Blind Post is classified ads for the blind. And it's anything that has to do with whether a person has an item they'd like to sell, or they're looking for something, or they have an announcement about a particular event or anything, you know, or a show such as yours that can be announced because the target audience is all blind and low vision people. It's mainly classified ads, but then I've developed it into a monthly article by my son, Blind Man Walking. So he writes that every month, and then I write the article Tips and Tidbits from the Food Lady. And then every so often I have another column that is called Global Cane Outreach, which is a dear friend of mine, Bev, has a, it's an outreach mission where she goes to South Africa and she helps with providing canes for other blind people over there. So that's the basic thing. One ad for each month is free if it's 50 words or less. If somebody places an additional ad after the 50 words first free ad in that same 30 days, then it would cost $5. And then I have a breakdown, which is on my website, and it's also in each monthly email.
So I thought the Global Cane Outreach mission was really intriguing, and I Googled it, and of course, the first link that came up was the article about it in the Blind Post, and that would be at www.theblindpost.com/ globalcaneoutreach.html. And it was a pretty interesting article about people bringing canes to communities of blind people who otherwise weren't able to afford them or get training on them or even had any experience with white canes. So what a wonderful gift. The Blind Post actually has been around in various formats for a while. And here's a little bit of the history of it.
Originally, the Blind Post was called Connections for the Blind, which was actually started by a lady named Megan Green. And I actually was a subscriber of hers, and I had first subscribed to that in 2004. Well, she, after a few years, I guess, had handed it off to a lady named Heidi Hochman. I think I'm saying her name right. She's now Heidi Thomas. And about, oh gosh, it's been about 2 years ago almost that I had heard her announcement looking for somebody that would like to take over the classified portion of the Connections for the Blind. And I thought about it for a while, and then after a month or so, I emailed her and asked her if anybody had responded to her request, and nobody had, and I said that I was interested. Little did I know what I was getting myself into, but she sent me all these emails of current subscribers, and so I just went from there, and that was in May of 2010, I believe.
And it's kind of neat to see how, you know, after one person either gets tired or can't continue on the effort of doing one of these things, that there's someone else around to pick up the ball and carry it to the next level. And Lori certainly did that with the Blind Post that has quite a subscriber base these days.
That's true. So she calls herself Food Lady, and we got curious how that related to the Blind Post.
Many years ago, I joined a game site for the blind called All in Play, and you had to pick a nickname, and my husband always calls me Food Lady, so I used Food Lady as my nickname, and people got to know me as Food Lady through the game site, and so I just always had signed my name Lori, aka Food Lady. And so when I started the Blind Post, I kept that, and I wanted to create this other thing with the Blind Post to give it a little bit more content. And then, of course, tips and tidbits from the Food Lady developed, and I just write different things in there about shopping or how I do things or share recipes and different things like that.
Well, that cleared up that mystery for me. I was always curious how the Food Lady got into the Blind Post and what the connection there was.
And of course, because she does give tips and tidbits from the Food Lady, this was my opportunity to ask her a specific question. You know, in case you haven't been listening for the last year and some, I do most of the cooking at our house, and I can see. And so I read my recipes, and while I'm cooking, my hands are usually either wet or dirty or sometimes both. And I asked, how does she manage to read recipes in Braille if her hands are like mine, which you wouldn't want to touch anything?
People probably would wonder about me, but I do wash my hands a lot, and I try to, I run back and forth to my computer when I have a recipe I'm following. I'm like, okay. I run, get three ingredients, run back to the kitchen, do-do-do-do, and then I go back and forth to the computer to get everything together. I probably could do it a little easier, but a long time ago, I used Braille, and I used Braille recipes a lot when I was in my 20s and 30s, and then when I, at some one point, I had a tape recorder, but since I've had a computer, I just kind of go back and forth to the computer because all my recipes are on my computer and it's a desktop, so I can't really bring it to the kitchen.
See, now I don't have that problem. My recipes are a little bit simpler. They're all in my head. You know, you pour the cereal into the bowl and then you pour the milk into that. Or if you make a cheese sandwich, you take the cheese and stick it between the loaves of bread. But although I'm not, I can cook if I need to, but I don't enjoy cooking. I enjoy helping in the cooking process. And I'm also the cleanup apparatus around here.
Oh, and I really appreciate that. You know, just knowing that when I'm done with all these dirty pots and pans that Pete will cheerfully wash them. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. So if this sounds intriguing, you're interested in The Blind Post, here's how to subscribe.
All they would have to do is send me an email, foodlady@theblindpost.com, and say they would like to subscribe to The Blind Post, and I would add them to the list. And also on the front page of the website, theblindpost.com, there's a place where people can also subscribe. Today, I have 941 subscribers.
That's pretty good. She's built up quite a following there.
Maybe you can be number 942.
Check it out.
Now for this week's high-tech item. Some of the mechanics involved in maintaining Lori's website and her massive email mailing list, as well as accessible tools she uses to do this. So to build and host the website, she uses something called Site Right Now, SiteRightNow.com.
I'm not the type of person that goes and creates my own web pages. I do know a little HTML and I know how to do certain things and I'm still learning, but the Site Right Now website is really easy, and it's probably, I'm sure there are other site builder things out there that are accessible, but this is the one that I'm used to and I've found to work well for me.
And which one is that? Because people are always looking for accessible site building tools.
It's called Site Right Now, SiteRightNow.com. And on my monthly emails, towards the bottom of my email, I have a section called Links of Interest. And people can always send me links if they want, if they have a special link they'd like me to add to that. But I have a link to Site Right Now where if somebody signs up for Site Right Now, I get some credit, and that actually would help pay for my website. And then there, I also have a link for my email provider there also, if people want to check that out.
So Site Right Now is the web, is your web hosting service?
Yes. And they have a whole, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a control panel. And they have a way that you can create all of your pages and your content. And it's done in a way that's very accessible, I find. And they're very helpful if I have any questions.
So you might want to check that out if you want to build your own website. There are many web hosting services, and some are more accessible than others in terms of the tools they provide you to build your site, and also in terms of the tools that they provide you to do special things on the site. I use a service called oneandone.com for the viewpointsplus.net website. It's the digit one, A-N-D, the digit one.com, and they have tools for building a website. Although most of our work on the viewpointsplus.net website is done, we code the HTML ourselves, so we have a little bit more flexibility, and I've written some PHP code that runs on the server. But they provide also some useful tools for easily setting up a survey or a blog or other components on a website that you might want to put there.
And then Lori has the additional challenge of sending an email every month to the 941 people on her list. Well, if you try under normal circumstances sending an email to 941 people, somebody's going to think it's spam. So she had to work that out.
When we moved from Nevada to Idaho, I was not able to use the email service here the same way I did in Nevada. So I needed to look for another way to send bulk emails. And I have had websites in the past through a company that I find to be very accessible called Site Right Now. So I signed up and got a new domain name, and my husband helped me with that name. And so we got The Blind Post, I registered it, and I got the website started. And then I realized I had the email address and everything, foodlady@theblindpost.com, but then I needed to find an email provider, and I was still struggling with trying to send emails and having to stagger them. And so I thought, okay, I need an email provider. How do I do this? And this is all new territory. And so I did a lot of research on the internet, and I came across a company called Your Mailing List Provider, and it looked accessible. And I said, why not? Let me try this. And lo and behold, it worked, and everything is working like clockwork. And I'm still learning new stuff with that, with how to do everything. There's a lot of potential there, but with the website and the email provider, I am now able to have everything working, and I do all of it independently.
And your mailing list provider is available at www.ymlp.com.
It's always a learning experience when you want to add some new capabilities or try something new on your website. But as Lori demonstrates, just go through the process, learn, be persistent, read the documentation, and it can be done.
And even though she kind of fell into all this technology,
she's managed to succeed in using it very well.
And has learned to love it.
Yep.
Technology is amazing. I think that for blind people living today, technology is just incredible. The sad thing is that it's so expensive, and hopefully the prices will come down. But as far as the blind post, I'm really happy about this, and I'm happy that it's growing, and the readership is growing, and I'm excited to share that with everybody.
I guess the blind post can be a great service for lots of people, and maybe you'll want to take advantage of it yourself.
So again, in order to subscribe, just send an email to foodlady@theblindpost.com. Now, we gave a whole bunch of links, and if you missed any of those, they're all in the show notes, which you can find at our website, www.viewpointsplus.net. And while we're talking about web tools, we've enhanced our website, and we now have a What's New section at the very top, and we've been compiling those entries into a blog, which is at www.blog.viewpointsplus.net.
So you can stay informed about what's going on and what we're trying to do differently on our site.
And we're embracing social media, and you can now follow Viewpoints on Facebook and Twitter at Viewpoints Plus. That's it for show 1207. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about Ceratec's products and services, including System Access Screen Reader, System Access Mobile Network, otherwise known as SAMNET, and the iBlink Radio, and others. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to viewpoints@wxxi.org or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, produced by Peter Torpy and Nancy Goodman Torpy in collaboration with WXXI Reach Out Radio. To subscribe to the podcast, access a full archive of shows and show notes, or to find out more, visit www.viewpointsplus.net. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.